It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, HPR1 stations, every Friday afternoon, part of All Things Considered on our statewide broadcast that we have on HPR1. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization topic event that offers assistance to the disabled and to other folks who are among the most vulnerable in the community. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we're thrilled to have a returning guest organization and a new guest from it. It's Shriners Hospital. And the new guest is Mahe Alani Richardson, Director of Public Relations. Aloha, welcome to HPR and a Helping Hand.
Aloha, Dave. Thanks for having us.
You are quite welcome. And Shriners has a, I would say, a powerful reputation for its role in supporting people in need, but perhaps the mission itself, not entirely clear to everyone. You may know, wow, Shriners, that's a name I associate with doing good, but unless maybe you've been touched by some of their work, you're not necessarily as familiar. So to kind of create a sense of awareness, describe the role that you guys have in the community.
Sure. Thanks, Dave. Well, Shriners Hospitals for Children is an international organization of 22 hospitals. The Honolulu Hospital on Punahou Street is the second in the system. And so we treat all orthopedics. That's anything to do with bones, joints, muscles, and even sports injuries now. And we also treat neurodevelopment. So maybe a child with autism or ADHD can also come in for services at the hospital.
And when we say, when we think about this hospital's role when it comes to any requirements, insurance, how would it work for people and who would qualify, as it were?
You know, that's a really good question, Dave, because people often think, oh, do I need a referral? Do I need to know a Shriner? How do I get in there? Because they know Shriners as this amazing organization, but they sometimes think that Shriners is for someone else's child. Mm. And what they don't realize is that any child can come in up to 18, can come in if they have an orthopedic or neurodevelopmental condition that we treat. So we'll take a physician referral. All the patient has to do is give us a call to make an appointment. It's as easy as that. And we treat all keiki regardless of their ability to pay. So if they have insurance or they don't have insurance, we will not turn them away.
That's fantastic. And so it's a nonprofit entity?
Yes, it's a nonprofit entity. And so people look at our beautiful multi-million dollar hospital and they wonder, how do you guys keep the lights on? How do you pay the physicians? And it's because of wonderful donors out there in the community and this wonderful endowment that the Shriners fraternity created more than 93 years ago that keeps our hospital running.
Explain that, because that's a kind of like the name, the financial mechanism. That sounds key. Kind of paint a picture. What is that?
Right. So the Shriners are a fraternity of men, a brotherhood. They started more than 93 years ago. And quite honestly, it was a party organization when it first started. And then they realized, you know, we need to do something meaty. We need to do something philanthropic. And that's when they created this endowment for the 22 hospitals. And long ago, one of the Shriners had some sort of Hawaii connection, and that's how we got a hospital in Honolulu.
And number two in the whole.
Number two in the system.
So there are only 20, when you hear the name Shriners anywhere in the U.S. or, you know, in conversation, there are only 22 of these facilities on the planet?
That's right, including Mexico and Canada. And every hospital has its specialty. I mean, all of the hospitals treat orthopedics, so that's bones, joints, muscles, and sports injuries. But we also have our little niches as well. So the Honolulu Hospital also treats neurodevelopment or brain conditions, like I mentioned earlier. We even treat dental cases. You know, some of our kids can't go to a dentist. You know, the sounds or the sights are quite terrifying for them. So we take in those kids that aren't able to see a regular dentist and get them the oral health that they need.
So a couple things. One, it's kind of special when you realize that it's a big planet, and to be have in Hawaii one of only 22 of these facilities is kind of cool. That's special.
It really, really is. I mean, I've worked there for 2 years, and I had no idea all of the services that Shriners has to offer. And I talk to the parents and I talk to the patients, and time again, they say, thank you so much. Shriners, you know, helped my son with cerebral palsy, or my daughter had scoliosis, and we were worried that she would never be able to play golf again or do these activities. And Shriners gave them the ability to walk, to play, just to be like any other kid. And that's so important.
So a lot of the like muscular dystrophy that would fall into? That's a, can you describe the conditions again?
It's bones, joints, and muscles. So anything that having to do with the spine, like scoliosis, walking difficulties, cerebral palsy, which is a muscular condition, and also conditions like autism. We just started this a couple of years ago, and there are so many people in the community who are now calling us because, especially when it comes to pediatric specialists in Hawaii, you know, we have a doctor shortage. And on the neighbor islands, there's even a greater doctor shortage. And So we are not only treating children right here on Oahu, our physicians are going out to the neighbor islands and treating children all throughout the Pacific as well. And then we bring them here to the Honolulu Hospital.
So you have sort of an out... is that, would you call that outpatient? What do you call that, outreach?
Outreach. So we have outpatient, so which is, you know, kids come in for their regular doctor's visit and get a lot of monitoring. You know, very typical like any other hospital or medical organization. But then our physicians also travel throughout the islands. We go to several of the neighbor islands, maybe like 3 times a year. And then they're also going on these long range trips to the Philippines, Fiji, American Samoa. And they are treating a lot of children who do not have access to health care. You know, a child, for example, might fall and they have a sports injury that is never treated. And then that condition becomes worse and worse and worse. And then they come to Shriners. So what's amazing is that the physicians and medical staff, I mean, they're treating the simple things like the ACL tears and the scoliosis, but then they're also treating the rarest of cases. So it's really amazing what they can do.
That's something else, especially when you think of the wide range of folks who just don't have stuff. So returning to the financing, so in addition to the endowment that was created, and in addition to individual donations that perhaps people listening might make or others in the community, are there any other funding streams that are important to know about?
It's mostly the fundraising that helps us keep
So nothing
us
from
going.
The government?
Nothing from the government. We are a nonprofit organization, though we do apply for grants, of course, to help keep the lights on and help keep the programs running as well.
Do you have emergency services?
No, we don't have emergency services. So we don't have an ER, but we do have an urgent care, which just opened, not an urgent care, but a sports clinic. So, for example, your kid is on the playground, boom, breaks a bone. Typically what happens is you go to the ER or urgent care, and then they'll tell you, okay, now you have to see a pediatric orthopedic surgeon. Well, that's going to be several days, several weeks, and, you know, your child is in pain. Right. You know, they don't want to wait. And so with this, they can walk in the very next day on a weekday until noon and see a pediatric orthopedic surgeon without an appointment. And that is an incredible service. For a lot of families out there, you know, they want to get their kids back in the game again, and this speeds up the process.
And that is, again, the financial requirements on that would be, if they don't have money to pay, you're still going to cover them.
We treat them regardless of their ability to pay.
And how about regardless of their ability if they're family? So I guess that would mean if people have the ability to pay, you'll bill their insurance for it. If people don't, then you'll still take care of them.
Absolutely.
And again, just through 18.
Up to 18. So, you know, let's say we have a child, for example, Alicia Shimizu, she has been treated with us for flesh-eating disease, which was, you know, really treated like a burn condition, and she had a series of plastic surgeries. You know, she's now 21, so it's not like we kick them out the door once they're a patient of ours. We will continue to treat them for their original condition.
The burn thing, that's a big part of your reputation?
So we treat post-burns. So some of our hospitals are the burn centers. This patient that I mentioned, Alicia Shimizu, when she was just 5 years old when she got a scrape on her knee, and it spread throughout her entire body.
With
this flesh-eating disease. And so we flew her in a Learjet to Northern California because she needed to get there right away to our hospital in Northern California where they are the burn center.
Okay.
Treated her there, flew her back to Honolulu so that she could receive multiple plastic surgeries to rehabilitate her skin.
Man, that paints a picture. Yeah, that's a situation I'm glad I never have had to face. I'm sure most people listening, when you hear about something like that. You sort of mentioned it, but when it comes to, you talked about doctors going to other islands to check in on people and out of the state into the Asia Pacific. Are there specific programs to deal with people on islands other than Oahu to bring them in here for service, meaning to provide transport or those sorts of, how are those costs defrayed, or are the patient expected to just provide that on their own?
Well, we have partners like Hawaiian Airlines that provide us Hawaiian miles, and actually people in the community donate their miles through Hawaiian Airlines to us. So I get a little ping on my email every time someone donates 1, 2, 3, miles. And it's really fantastic because that helps with the transit costs. We also thank the Aloha Shriners Fraternity because their main mission is to raise money for transportation because the costs are
so high.
Incredible. And especially the coordination dealing with outside governments. Mm. So they provide us tens of thousands of dollars each year to bring these children to Hawaii because we certainly cannot do it alone.
Right. Well, that leads us into a great, as we've already started talking about ways folks can help you, I guess. The most in need thing that you would want, cash, I'm assuming, to fund your operation. But I imagine there are other roles too. There's volunteer opportunities I can, picture within it. So if you can, let's talk about the different ways that people listening throughout the state, maybe not necessarily in the Honolulu area, could try to help you out.
Sure. Well, it really ranges. Let's go big. We literally just started a $1 million campaign for an EOS imaging system. And so this X-ray system is upright. So let's say a patient with scoliosis needs a 3D X-ray. They can stand and get this X-ray. And it's ultra low dose in radiation. Mm. So it makes these X-rays much safer and gives better images for the physicians and the medical staff. And this machine is not in Hawaii yet. So Shriners will be the first in the state, but it is at several of our other hospitals. So that's big picture. A simple donation of $1,000, they can have their name emblazoned on a brick for our hospital so that they can see maybe someone they want to memorialize in perpetuity for our hospital. And all of the donations are used for patient care. So that's really, really important. So something simple, $20 pays for a cast on a child at our fracture clinic for sports injuries and playground injuries. And even, through our Facebook page, Shriners Han. We've had little needs here and there. For example, we had a need for brand new pillows in our inpatient unit. There were so many patients in a particular week. Our nurses called me and said, Mahealani, help us out. We're running out of brand new pillows because, sometimes the pillows just walk away with the patients and their families. And so I said, all right, I'm going to put it out on Facebook. And literally in 24 hours, a man in a Jaguar just drove up with his car stuffed with brand new pillows from Walmart. It was amazing. And then he said, okay, I'm going to be giving you pillows every single month. And it was just an amazing donation that really warmed our hearts. And, we hope to see him again.
Anything else like that right now we can throw out there? Is there a specific item that you are in need of?
Well, we have a family center that is expanding. It's literally expanding in the next couple of months. So the project is almost finishing. I mean, we can use things like food donations, utensils, and that sort of thing. We do have to be careful because since we are a hospital, we can't accept anything used.
Sure.
But, we will carefully look at those kinds of things. But, monetary donations are really the most important.
And volunteer opportunities. Are there volunteer opportunities?
We do have a volunteer program. It is tough sometimes to get in, I have to admit, because a lot of people want to volunteer at a children's hospital. So we do have an application process, and we'll call you back hopefully in a few months. I will say if they want to volunteer in the public relations department, I'm more than happy to welcome them in.
That's cool. Well, yeah, that's an important thing. So you have that many people trying to do it that you have a backlog.
Absolutely. We do have a patient ambassador program, which has been really amazing for the patients. And I just have to thank the community for opening their arms, because I get all sorts of emails like, hey, do your patients want to be on Hawaii Five-O? Or can we film at the hospital? I would like to donate this to your patients. Or we want to take them to the NFL Pro Bowl practice. All sorts of opportunities. And so I just see myself as kind of a conduit, and really been blessed to be able to provide these opportunities for our kids.
So you, I guess I'm reading into that, you would welcome similar ones when I give your contact info if people
listening
have their own creative ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've painted some great pictures of ways that I'm sure, no doubt, it inspires philanthropic efforts on people who might have their own Jaguar full of pillows to...
And it's not only donations, too. It's just really opportunities that our kids have had. I can say they've been on Hawaii Five-O, and they've been on TV and commercials, and they've gone on. One of our patient ambassadors actually was able to fly to Las Vegas for free to the Shriners Hospitals for Children Open and be with some of the world's top golfers. And so she didn't have to pay a dime. It was an amazing experience.
That's what I mean. You've given a lot of different examples for, you know, folks could do something. You know, they may have something they could offer you, a visit, a trip, an experience that's special, or a way to help out with one of the many things, no doubt, in your facility that needs attention. Before I give your contact info, any misconceptions about Shriners that you run into that you want to do? Sometimes people are like, yeah, they always think that we do this or that. I mean, is there anything that pops into your mind?
Sure. The more outreach that I've been doing, the common question is, oh, you know, my child isn't, you know, their condition isn't that extreme. For example, I was speaking to one family, and her son had really bad migraines. And I said, you know, we have a pediatric neurologist, just come to Shriners. Oh, it's okay, you know, I have means, and I've got insurance, and I, you know, his migraines aren't that bad. And I said, no, just call us and make an appointment. And, you know, 6 months later, she said, my son still has migraines, but they're not as bad, and he can function in school. And, you know, just those kinds of stories that I just want people to know that, you know, we welcome all children.
On that note, I interesting question I just thought of. When people who have means and insurance choose to go to Shriners, does their financial expenditure help to provide for the people who don't have money? Meaning, let me make sure I'm phrasing this right. So I'm riffing on what you just said. So when you run into someone and they say, I have insurance, I'm covered. If that person chooses to come to Shriners and you guys tap their insurance, does the money that you get help to defray some of the costs that you're providing for people who don't have money?
Absolutely. But it's also important to remember that Shriners provides world-class care. You know, sometimes you think, oh, it's a nonprofit, it's a charity, maybe it might not be that good. Well, no, that's not the case. I mean, we have the best medical professionals from across the nation that work at Shriners. And I think that's really important. And there's a continuum of care, there's a compassionate level of care, and there's a real team effort when someone walks in the door, from the receptionist to the nurse, all the way to the surgeon. It's really amazing.
You can contact them and offer your support, or if you have a question about getting help or service for yourself, a loved one, someone that you care about, 808-941-4466 is the phone number and is good throughout the islands. ShrinersHonolulu.org is the website. They're on Facebook. They're on Twitter. You can find them, obviously, at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. We've got all the contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our other Helping Hand guests waiting for you there. Recently, you were the recipient of a grant. Do you want to talk about that, acknowledge that?
Absolutely. We wanted to say a warm mahalo to ServCo. They chose 10 organizations to give $25,000 each.
Wow.
And we were chosen. We couldn't believe it. And, you know, the patient that I mentioned earlier, Alicia Shimizu, she wrote an essay along with several of our other patients and stakeholders asking Servco to pick us. And they chose her essay. And so it was an incredible experience. And because of that gift that Servco is giving us, we're going to be using that as one of the lead donations for EOS imaging, which is going to dramatically improve our X-ray capabilities. It'll be the first in the state, and it makes those X-rays so much safer.
So just reading in, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong. So if somebody out there with a whole bunch of dough says, I'll just buy them that EOS
please.
Machine.
Please.
That could happen, right?
Yes. Actually, it happened to one of our sister hospitals on the mainland in the West Coast. I believe it was Portland. They started this EOS imaging fundraising, and the donors just opened their hearts. And they actually got more money than they had asked for. And so they're going to be using the extra money for maintenance for the system.
How much is the EOS thing?
For us here in Hawaii, it's $1 million.
$1 million for the apparatus.
$1 million. It's for the apparatus, the technology, and you have to reconfigure parts of the building for it.
Right, I get you. And that is spelled EOS?
EOS.
So folks who are considering making a significant donation to you to help get that thing, they can go just enter and Google EOS imaging.
Mm-hmm.
And learn more about what the device is that they might be able to assist you
with. It is really cool. I was clicking away on the links and the media images, and the best thing is, as a patient with a spine condition, they can stand up while they're getting these images done.
You paint a good picture. It is Mahe Alani Richardson, Director of Public Relations for Shriners Hospital, and Shriners in Honolulu. What's the full name of it here?
It's Shriners Hospitals for Children. And we're in Honolulu.
Shriners Hospitals for Children,
mm-hmm.
with an S.
Yeah, with an S. And no apostrophe in Shriners. I actually got that wrong on my job application. So now I have to get after everybody who has a spelling mishap.
We really appreciate what you're doing out there for folks. Appreciate you coming down here, being on Helping Hand with me and with the radio station. If there's ever anything we can do, if there's an emergency, some way that you think reaching out to the community on this program and this segment will help, the door is open to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.